Blog Talk Radio.
Because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life eternal life, God. We pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Hinton this morning, I love that prayer right there. I love that prayer. We need you, Jesus. No other help we know. Oh, Lord, we need you today. We need you right now. For without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. So we need him every step of the way. Every step of the way. And I got a report from Brother Louis this morning. He said that Sister Sherry had the surgery, and he hadn't heard from her since last night. But it took about 20 minutes, and it appears that everything went well. And he said, the doctor said it went perfect, and I have to wait to hear back later. So he got to hear back from them later on concerning Sister Sherry, yeah. And we pray that, you know, she will continue to progress, you know, make progress in her walking again and everything. And I was thinking, I said, well, Lord, she had one side fixed, and maybe later she would have had the other side fixed, but they went ahead in there and fixed it. And at the time when they may have wanted to go to the other side and fix it, she may not have been in the mood for it. And this time God just went on and, you know, used the fall and allowed it to be repaired. So we thank him this morning for his grace and his mercy, and we thank him this morning because he know what's best for each of us, and not that he don't hear our prayer, but what he does is this, he do what's necessary. See, we do what we think we want, but he does what needs to be done, hallelujah. And so we thank him this morning, and we're grateful unto Almighty God today. We appreciate him, we love him, there's none like him. Ah, yeah, we can search all over, but we'll never find anybody. Nobody like him, hallelujah. No one like him, hallelujah. So today we'll be talking about only one way to live, only one way to live. In 2020, well, for years there has only been one way that we should live, uh-huh. And every believer knows there's only one way to live their lives daily, and it is holy. Living a life that is pleasing and that Almighty God can accept by living according to his word in obedience. The believer may make mistakes, but he or she know when they realize that they made a mistake, they repent unto God, asking him to help them to never make the same mistake again, forgiving themselves and moving on in obedience unto God. Yeah, and it's all right this morning. Sister Spinner called me yesterday, and they had a bad storm down there, and her electric went off. She was in the dark. When she called, I said, hey, how you doing? She said, sitting in the dark. She said, I had got in the shower because she do Tuesday night praise rehearsal because she sang on the praise team. And so she said the electric had gone out and everything, and she had got in the shower just in time to have her shower, and then it started really clowning as she got out. And so she was concerned about her hair, but she found a way, hallelujah, so that she could go to praise rehearsal. And we was talking, and she said, you know one thing I was intending to mention, and that was once we asked for forgiveness, you know, we have to forgive ourselves, yeah. And if we find out that we haven't forgiven someone, and once we, you know, learn how to forgive them, then we ask, you know, God to forgive us, and we move on. We move on. Because a lot of times we've done something, and we ask for forgiveness, but it's a little rough because we haven't learned to forgive ourselves yet. But once we learn to forgive us, it's over with. God has already forgiven us, and we move on in him. Forgive yourself, yeah, and move on into him. Because even not forgiving yourself, that can hold you down. That can keep you back. That can keep you in torment because you haven't forgiven yourself. So we learn to forgive ourselves. After God has forgiven us, because if we ask him to forgive us, that's what he's done. And once he forgive us, we move on in him. Hallelujah. Because if not, the enemy see that you're beating yourself down. So he'll come in and hold you hostage in that same situation, making you feel bad. And I don't know, I shouldn't have did that over and over and over. Now you did it. You realize you did wrong. You ask God to forgive you. Now, forgive yourself and move on. Keep going. Yeah. And it's already all right this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So we thank him for his word today because that word helped us along the way. Yeah. No, it was in Virginia. Yeah, she lived in Virginia. So they had a little roughness down there yesterday. Yeah. And I didn't know Virginia was so close to Washington, D.C. I should have thought on that, though, because when we look back, you know, at the Constitution and all this and where different people was from, it tell you Virginia, Philadelphia, and all these places, yeah. But see, sometimes I'm stuck with Florida stuff, Georgia stuff, the South, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, yeah. I'm stuck on that. Then I get over to California, and I'm stuck on Arizona, California, Texas, yeah. But we thank God he's everywhere, and he's where we need him to be. And there's none like him today. And that first song we heard this morning was by Billy Preston. You can't be God-given no matter how hard you try. Yeah, because what I've learned, look what he does. Hang the sun out every morning. Turn night into day. I can't do nothing with that. He gave that to us. Yeah, there's no way I can outdo that. No way possible. Keep the seasons changing. I can't outgive that to you. Only God can do this kind of thing. Yes, Lord, we thank him. He handles life and death. Only he can handle that. I can't handle that. Yeah. I can take somebody out, but I can't bring nobody back in. Yeah, that I've taken out. Only God can do that. Only he raises the dead. Hallelujah. He heals the sick. Yeah. I can't heal them. I can pray for healing, but I can't heal them. But Almighty God, he heals the sick. Can't beat him given. Can't beat him given. Grandmama was sick. I prayed for Grandmama. God healed her. Yeah, that was him, not me. He heard my prayer. Hallelujah. I can't beat God given, no matter how hard I try. And today I'm not trying to outgive him because I know already it won't work. I can't win. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're grateful unto him this morning. And we thank him, giving him all we can as often as we remember to praise him, to worship him, yeah, to honor him, because without him, we can do nothing. So this morning, again, our topic is the only way to live. Yeah, the only way to live. And I thank God it's in Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy, obeying God. Pleasing and doing what God can accept. Yeah, I thank him for it this morning. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord Jesus, we thank you. So listen, I'm going to one more request of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with our topic today. Only one way to live. Hallelujah. Daily. Only one way to live. Ah, yeah. And so we thank him this morning.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, 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 God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. crazy. I'm feeling real scared, so I got down on my knees as I began to pray, hoping that the Lord heard what I had to say. I said, I started begging, I said, pleading, and I got on my knees. Christ, I never left your side. I've been right here all along, so you can dry your eyes. You're seeking me like I knew you would, praising me like you know you could. That's when I realized that He's so good. My God is good. He's been good to me. God is so good.
God is so good.
He is so good.
He is
so good to me.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Miss Jessica Reedy. God has been good to me. Yeah, He's been so good to me. Oh, yeah. Every day, every day, every day. Even before I come to Him, even before I realize all the power that He carried, He was yet good to me. And so I'm grateful unto Him this morning. Hallelujah. Thankful, thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, He's on our side. We can just lean right over and talk to Him anytime, ask Him for what we need and want. Yeah. And so we thank Him today. And again, our topic for today is this: only one way to live. We have only one way to live. Ah, yeah. And that one way is this. In Jesus. Yeah. Our life should be hid in Him, because He come in and He received us. Yeah. As His own. Set us free. Made us whole. Yeah. We've been changed. Yeah. That old way that we was, we're no longer that way. Hallelujah. It's a new way. Oh, thank you. The songwriter said, one way to God, baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so we thank Him this morning. And, you know, these are the things that we should focus on more often, is being a holy people, obeying God, you know, pleasing Him and doing what He can accept, because I promise He just don't accept any old kind of thing. I know people act like He does, but that's not necessarily true. Now, when we first come to Him, we may be messed up. But after we repent, ask Him to come into our heart and live, He does that, and we are no longer the same. So God just don't accept any and every old thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank Him this morning. And so the believer realized living right is not according to the right way of the world. They have a different way of living. They have a different lifestyle. They have a different way of thinking and doing things. The believer is in the world, but not of the world. And looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, it teaches us the truth about the world and the way they think and live. God has a way for His sheep to live, and it's according to what is pure and holy. you know, what is true, what is honest, what is just, what is lovely, again, what is pure, and things of a good report. And it says, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. If we believe in God and we believe this is God's word and these are the things that he wants us to do, this is where our hearts and minds should be, on what's true. Because, see, even church folks, that's what they are, because they're not the people of God. See, we accept the truth. We're not just trying to prove a point. We're not just trying to be right. We're not just trying to show you my way is better than your way. We receive and accept the truth. When we look out into the world, we see they don't like the truth. Mm-mm. Church folks, they don't like the truth. They'd rather believe a lie than the truth. And they say they have researched. Church folks, but have you been before the throne of grace? Have you gone to God about this thing for real? I had one to tell me folks been praying for, I think they told me 400 years. Folks been praying for 400 years. This let me know you don't accept what God allowed. He allowed it. He allowed prejudice. He allowed slavery. And what are you going to do with it? You accept what he allowed and ask him to help you. You don't talk, you say you got a high position in the church, in the office of God, but this is the way you talk. Like God don't hear and answer prayer. This is what I say, folks been marching too long. I won't say folks been praying too long. Black folks been marching too long for me. And it's all because we don't come together on one accord. He said, well, two or three are gathered in his name as agreeing. You know, he's in the midst. Not only will he hear, but he will answer. But we want it on our terms. We want it the way that we want it. And I'm trying to share, there's so many hate groups. And when folks see you following the news, and every little thing that you feel is prejudice being said, and you following that up, and you saying that he didn't call me to pray. Listen now, but he called me to speak out. What in the foolishness, the nonsense? What is that? Because we see plainly you're not another Martin Luther King. You're not a Malcolm X type of guy. But sometimes when we've been places and done things to ourselves, it will affect our minds. And a portion of us never come back. They say a portion of their brain never come back. So we have to pray for them and keep it moving. But I can't be a part of foolishness because that's a part of the world. You're acting and doing what the world is doing. You're not doing what God would do. He said man ought to always pray and not faint. Now that's what he said. Pray without ceasing. And sometimes we pray for things God don't give us the answer that we want, but he give us the right answer. Because the answer that we want is according to our flesh, but the answer that he gives is according to the spirit, and it's going to cover a multitude of needs. We look in one way, well, God didn't hear my prayer. Are you crazy? He did more than hear your prayer. He covered a multitude of things that you need. But you're looking in one direction. You won't see the whole picture. What they call it, the big picture. You won't see the big picture. You only see that one thing you're asking for. But there was much more needed than what you asked for. So he's teaching us, the believer, the saints of God, the people of God. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure again, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Because the world is tricking you right and left. The world is tricking you. Yeah. He went on to say this. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. In other words, these things I taught you up here and the things I taught you before, believe on these things. Receive these things. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am in, well, whatever state I am, therewith be content. Apostle Paul speaking to the Corinthians, the Philippians over here. He's teaching them. Because, see, we all need to be taught. Yeah. We all need to come to God in the realness. Yeah. Leaning and depending on him. Because so much is in the world. It appears everybody got a different teaching. Some teaching this and some teaching that, but we need to come to God through his word and pray. Pray and study it for ourselves. Yeah. Pray and ask God for understanding of his word, because many have come out here to trick us. They think God is talking about one thing when he's talking about another, but if you seek him with your whole heart, you're going to find out. And then you'll find out there are others who understand like you understand. It's not just one house talking like this, but many houses of God talking like this. Well, that's the truth. Yeah. Not one house where there's a bunch of people. That's not the way. Because some people follow the crowd. And because a house is crowded, that don't mean the house is right. You might find 10 houses. Of God. 10 houses of prayer. 20 people in this one, 15 in that one, 10 in this one, 8 in that house. Over here you only have 3 in this house. But they teaching the same thing. Because they got the understanding from God. But you got one house and 3,000 people in one house. They following the crowd. And what's being taught over there is not the real truth. It's according to their feelings. It's according to what they know. But we got to go beyond what we think we know. It's got to be spirit discerned, spiritual led. It got to come from heaven. It must come from Almighty God. I often give this scenario. If I write Sion a letter, and Sion read the letter, but she don't understand. So she go over to Rose Brown, and she said, Rose, Barbara wrote me a letter, but I'm not quite understanding. Read this and see if you understand. Well, Rose read the letter, and she said, Sion, I don't understand this. She said, but I tell you what, Sion, let's call Barbara together, because guess what? She wrote the letter. She know what she's talking about in the letter, and she can explain it to us. And that way we'll understand what she's talking about. Listen, God inspired man to write the Bible, to write his word. And we may go places, but they're not interpreting the word of God. They're not discerning the word of God. Right? Listen, I don't care who bring it. I'm going to God because he's the one that inspired man to write it. It's his word. I'm going to him for information and understanding and revelation. Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going to the one who hung the stars in the sky, who hang the moon out at night, who hang the sun out in the day, who keep turning darkness to light every morning. And if I don't understand, I'm going to continue to pray and continue to go to him for wisdom, continue to go for him first for understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Help me to understand. Give me the knowledge of this. And, Lord, let me use it wisely. Let me walk in wisdom. Don't let me walk like a fool. For there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Yeah, I like to pray his word back to him because he know his word, and he know his word is true. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. So we're looking over now at 1 Corinthians, and we're looking at the second chapter. And we're still talking about only one way to live. We're still talking about that this morning. Only one way to live. Thank you, Brother Lewis, for posting the script. And it says over in 1 Corinthians, that second chapter, beginning at verse 1, this is what it says. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Listen now. They didn't come giving the testimony of God. Yeah. In that second verse, it says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." See, I didn't come giving you how many times the word hope is in the Bible. I didn't come to tell you how many times the word love is in the Bible. I didn't come with words that I got from the world. I come testifying unto you Jesus Christ and him being crucified. I come telling you about the Savior of the world. I come sharing with you that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son for you. You're one of the ones because you're in the world. And God so loved the world, so you're a part of it, so he sent his son for you. And he allowed his son to suffer, to bleed, hang, die, conquer all, rise with all power. This is what I come to tell you about. I didn't come to tell you about what Socrates said and what this one said. I didn't come to tell you about what T.D. Jakes said and what Joyce Meyer. I didn't come for that. I didn't come to tell you about them. I come to tell you about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, and him being crucified for you. That's my point. That's what I want to talk about. That's what I want to tell people. Because there I'm talking of his wondrous works, and I'm making known his deeds among the people. Because it's going to get much more. It's going to get much bigger. I'm going to have to explain some other things to you. And how many times the word love is in the Bible, that won't cover that. Yeah. I got to tell you what he's able to do, what he has done, and what he will do. Yeah. So looking at verse 3, it says, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." Yeah, because how many know folk back then were against those who believed in Jesus? Yeah. Apostle Paul, he was the one going out killing and beating believers and putting them in prison and things. Yeah. And this may be his writing right here. So he changed. He didn't remain the same. The world can change if it could, if it choose to, if it wants to. Many. So he let them know, I was right there with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Yeah. See, man wisdom is going to teach you the Greek word for this means this. I don't speak Greek. I speak English. I don't understand English, but I speak it. Isn't that weird? So I didn't come over here to tell you about what they taught me in theology school. I didn't come to tell you what I learned in them classes where they say folk can go and learn to prophesy. I didn't come out here to tell you how many times the word love is in the Bible, how many times if is in the Bible. That's not what I come for. How many times it's in there really won't help you. So I didn't come to give you man's way of living. I didn't come to tell you about the American dream. But I come in demonstration of the spirit and of the power. That's what I come with. And see, the only way you're going to understand that, you got to have the spirit. You got to have even the spirit of discernment. You got to have that same power that he spoke about, that he gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Now, if you don't have these things, you'll be lost. And you'll be those that go to this one house that they're saying is the house of God, it's the house of prayer, but it's not. It's the house of man building his own empire and using the name of God and Jesus in the Bible. And there are many there, thousands and thousands there. But it's not the house of prayer. Therefore, the truth is not really being taught in there. But remember, I told you there may be 10 houses and not a whole bunch of people in each one of those houses of prayer. But they on the same page. Because they got the same wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from Almighty God. And in order to get that, it's got to be demonstration of the spirit and of power. The fifth verse says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Listen, if you're getting the teachings of man and enticed by the words of man and man's wisdom, your faith won't cause you to stand. You'll be up and down, up and down. You'll believe over here and don't believe over there. You'll believe today, won't believe tomorrow. Why? You have the wisdom of man. He said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Because what man says today, he'll change it tomorrow. Anybody ever heard, don't eat that chocolate, it's fattening. Now they say you can eat it, it's good for you. Don't drink coffee, it's bad for you. Oh, drink coffee, it's good for you. Can't go with man. And what he's talking about, we got to stay with God. He's got all power, hallelujah, but in the power of God. All power, there's no higher power than him, hallelujah. Six said, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. They come to nothing because guess what? They don't have the power of God. They don't have the power that he spoke about, the love he spoke about, nor a sound mind. Anybody ever see the movie The Gladiator? That brother killed his dad and became king. He was just as crazy could get. He would do some weird things, wanted to be with his own sister, just strange, and a weirdo. He came to nothing. Why is that, Barbara? He did not have the Spirit of God. He did not have faith in God. Therefore, the power of God was not in him. He was ruling by his own power. And I promise you, that's not going to last very long. Yeah, because many days we're trying to walk in ourselves. We're trying to do it. We can't wait on God to do it. He's taking too long. And the reason we feel like that, because we want it right now. We don't have the patience to wait on God, but we must learn to wait on God. Stop taking on the way of the world. Stop taking on the way that man is talking. It'll sound good to you, but the end that runs of it will be destruction. Again, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. We got to get with the word of God. Wrap it around our mind and wrap our mind around his word. Live it. Apply his word to our everyday life. Come out of the world and be separated. Stop seeking them, the world, for answers. We're the people of God. We have a true and living God. He's not dead, he's alive, and he's got all power. But he will allow your choice to be your choice. He won't come against you. If that's what you want, he will allow you to have it. The seventh verse is, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world into our glory. When I look back at Jesus, he spoke in parables. Oh, the only way you was going to understand is you had to have discernment. Yeah. Because even the disciples came and asked him questions about what he had said in a parable. And he had to break it down for them. Yeah. They walking with him talking about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom. One of the mother came and said, I know you're going to make my son the greatest. See, we're walking in the flesh. We got to walk in the spirit. And when we hear his voice, a stranger we will not follow. That's what his word, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. But we got to have discernment. We got to know him. And not have that form of godliness and deny the power thereof, because we got one foot over here in the church and we got the other foot in the world. We lukewarm. You're going to be crazy as a bedbug. And be careful following every wind and doctrine as well. They talk about this over here, I believe that. They talk about that over there, I believe that. Or over here, can we get one way, please? Get one way in God. Now, if he leading and guiding you to this, yes, yes, by all means, follow the Spirit. But if that's you following stuff because you don't know which way to go, and you believe this person right, you believe they right, you believe Joyce right, you believe TV right, you believe Cleflo, you believe this one, you just believe everybody. I can't. Because I know. Only a few are going to work with whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. I know that. And if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. I know everybody's not doing that. I got to be careful. Because I'm walking up the King's Highway and I want to stay on that straight and narrow. Yeah, some of these people come and preach another gospel. I'm just telling you the truth. It sounds good now, and it sounds like it's the truth, but if you don't go and research, if you don't study for yourself, you'll find out I'm being bamboozled, I'm being tricked, I'm being behooved. Yeah, it's a lot out here. Because people have ways of trickery to get your money out of your pocket. They have ways of trickery to get you to follow them. Some people know they discern certain spirits. See, because they have the same ones in them. So they know. It's not prophesied. It's divining is what I call it. When you go to the palm readers and different folks, they have a way of doing this. This is why we lean and depend on Jesus. And we don't go with folks. And we don't follow every wind and doctrine. We are careful, very careful. Yeah. So 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Did you hear that part? Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They had discerned that. They would have understood the wisdom of God. They would have understood the hidden mysteries, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. But they don't understand. They don't know. The world don't understand, and they don't know. You got to have His Spirit in you. You got to have the spirit of discernment in you to separate the good from the bad, to be led to the true men and women of God. Oh, because they got some things they'll say that'll make you jump and shout. And they done twisted it all around and fixed it up and pushed it in here and pushed it in there. And boy, it sound like what I want to hear. Ooh, it's the truth. A bit more the truth than a man in the moon. You know, they say the man in the moon burning brushes. Glory, glory. Yeah. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. See, the world don't understand that. They don't understand that living right, living holy, living in obedience unto God, applying His word to the daily life, they don't understand that the eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. So they got their own thing. They feel like they do what they want to do. Whatever sound good to me, church folks too. Whatever sound right to me, that sound pretty good. I'm going with that. Many times it's what they see with their eyes, because you done seen church folks with pink, blue, green, yellow hair. You done seen the church folk dressed like the world and up singing and all this stuff. They have never taken God's word into consideration. Either they've been where they wasn't taught right, or they just think this the way, because they never went to the word of God for themselves. They never seek God with their whole heart. They gave God a piece, a form, they believe, of God. They don't believe the whole thing. They believe what sounds good to them or what they think they may be able to use. But if you seek the word of God, if you study His word, and if you seek God's face, He's going to make it clear unto you what He said and what He means of what He said. Yes, yes, yes. Again, God just don't accept any and every old thing. There's only one way for the believer, the people of God, the saints of God, to live. There's only one way. We can't be in the world and in God too. We can't cry God and live like the world. It won't work. Either you for Him 100% or you against Him. Now that's what He said. Either you for Him, and if you for somebody, you're going to be for them all the way. And when it comes to the God that made us, the God that brought us forth, if we're going to be for Him, we know that He's our maker. We know without Him we can do nothing. We're going to be for everything He said. All the instructions that He has given for us, we're going to follow those instructions the best that we can. We're constantly studying and seeking Him to find more instructions, because when our ways follow His instructions, there's nothing He won't hold from us. There's nothing we can't be blessed with. We have his favor. How many know favor even make your enemies your footstool? Favor will make your enemies bow down to you. But we must obey his word. We must please him. We must do the things that he can accept. Yeah. Verse 10 says, but God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. There you go. For the spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. The spirit of God. The Holy Spirit. You're not getting there without his spirit. And how many know the world don't have his spirit? Now he shines on the just like he does the unjust. But they do not have his spirit. They do not have the spirit of discerning. They really don't know God's stuff from their stuff. They're combined all together and become crazy as a bed bug. Excuse me. You see crazy fashion. You see crazy hair. You get to see some crazy shoes. You see some stuff like, what in the world? Who created that? But if you're part of it, you won't see it. You will accept it and it'll look good to you. Uh-huh. 11 says, well, what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Huh? In him. Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Joy don't know what's in you. Peace don't know what's in you. These are things of God. Happiness don't know what's in you. But the Spirit of God knows what's in you. And the Spirit of God will give you discernment so you'll know what's in man. Yeah, there are many times I had to walk on. I had to leave somebody and walk on because I discerned what was happening with them, and I had to move on. Because, see, they was going on over to the wide road. I was going to stay on that narrow path. Hallelujah, Jesus. 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. When we received Jesus, what he received us, and we received him back, it was not the world, of the world. We didn't receive the spirit of the world. We received the spirit of God. Therefore, we knew the difference, and we knew not to follow the world. When I first come to God, I began to stay right there and seek him. I began to seek his word. I began to research him, research his word the best that I can. The more I did it, the better I got in him. The more my eyes would come open to things that I didn't know about, things I was doing that I thought was all right. But I soon learned it wasn't the ways of God. Not only was it not the ways of God, it wasn't his will. But in order for me to know this, I had to stay with him. Continue to seek him. Continue to read and study his word the best that I could. I had to constantly pray and ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Because I needed him. I needed to understand what he would have me to do. No longer what the world needed. I could easily do what the world wanted me to do. Yeah. Because they just wanted me to make money, be successful, you know, that kind of thing. Had a house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy, the big Bentley, you know, that kind of thing. And all I had to do was, you know, create something, a business, or bring my dope game up, you know, and keep it hid, or however I needed to do it. But to do it God's way, I had to give up everything. I had to lay some things down and never go back to pick them up. I discovered a lot of things I had. I didn't get them, and God didn't give it to me. The devil came and brought it. So I had to give the devil back all his tools that he used me, gave to me to use to entice others in the world. Yeah, I had to give the world back their stuff, their way of thinking, their way of doing things. See, because when you ride in the Benz and you dress in the part and you can spend money like that, people see you as a baller. You are something important. But I was on my way to hell. I was dying. God come, gave me a father, set me free. I gave the world back all their ways of thinking and everything. Now I got a new way. For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're not the same. You shouldn't do the same thing. Because there's only one way to live unto God. There's only one way to live unto him. I know they trick us and make us think there are many ways we can do this. No, no, no. Get in the Word. Let the Word get in you. And this morning again, everything is done by faith. Faith in Almighty God. Trust in him that he so loves you and he's going to do what he's going to do. I got you, Brother Louis. Yeah. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. A free will he has given unto us to just say no to the devil, to just say no to evil, to just say no to the ways of the world. He gave us his son. Whom the son set free is free indeed. When we received him, he set us free. But if we keep going back to the bondage pattern, that's up to us. If we're not seeking God and getting in his word and asking him for understanding, knowledge, and wisdom, we're going to keep getting what we get. We're going to be confused. We're not going to know one thing from the other. Yeah, but keep stretching out in him, asking him for what we need. 13 says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. We're not going to be after the words of man. How many know the scripture even said, trust no man? Man can tell lies, even church folks, even pastors. Yeah. He said, trust no man. How many times have we seen a report of what pastors have done that was not according to God's word, was not according to the spirit of God, but it was according to their flesh? You want the ways of God? Go to God. You want to live only one way because there's only one way to live? Go to Almighty God. The quickest way I know God will answer your prayers is if you're praying for spiritual things. Because the world has so much foolishness to offer. So much stuff to offer you. And we're chasing behind this stuff. I can't do it. I got to let God be God. And guess what he does? He even sent somebody with what I need. He sent somebody out the world to tell me what I need to know about what's going on even in the world. He's that kind of God. And he won't let nothing slip up on you. Yeah. 14 says, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Here we go right here. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. It can't. Natural and spiritual will never line up together. It's a constant battle. The natural and the spiritual is always at war. Carnal and spiritual, always at war against each other. My flesh want to do this. The Spirit of God want it this way because the Spirit of God want it the right way. It wants to bless you. It wants to keep you safe. Your flesh don't care. Go on and lay up unprotected. It won't tell you that you're going to get AIDS. It won't tell you that. Go on and lay up unprotected. You may come out with COVID in a bad way that you die. Your flesh won't tell you that. But the Spirit will say, don't do that, Barbara. It'll even give me the reasoning why not. And many times it'll come and say, God is not pleased. Huh? Your natural self won't even tell you that. Your natural self will not warn you before you go in to be destroyed. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Do you hear that? It's foolishness to the world, to the natural man, the things of God. Turn the other cheek. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Love your enemies. That's foolishness to them. And he even told you why. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So if you're following the world now, you're following somebody who is not spiritually discerned while you're up in church throwing your hands up in the air, while you're up in there saying amen, while you're at home running through the kitchen and everything, up the steps and down the steps you're running. But you're following the way of your flesh. You're following the ways of the world. You're following Oprah. You follow Dr. Phil. I got to follow Jesus. I got to follow God. He's the author and finisher of my faith. He began it, and he's going to end it. He's over my life. He's the one say how long I live. He's the one who say if I wake up in the morning or if I live through the rest of the day and night. He's the one that keep my body going, breathing and all of this. Because we're seeking life daily. This is why we eat. This is why we sleep. This is why we take a shower. This is why many go to work. We're seeking life. We're trying to keep living. He's the one that can give us this abundant life. He's the one that can give us everlasting life. But we're chasing after the world and after our flesh like it's up to them, the flesh and the world, but it's not. It's up to God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. If you don't have the Spirit of God, how are you discerning something? How are you even hearing from God? If you're not a sheep, you don't know his voice. And a stranger you will follow. Yeah. I've had people to come to me and tell me things in the natural. Like I'm really going to believe that. Are you crazy? I'm not believing what you're telling me naturally. I serve a spiritual God who can turn the world around. I serve the God who can turn day into night and it can remain night forever if he chooses to. I serve the God who can shut this whole thing down anytime he chooses to. He don't have to give an account to man. But he loved man. He so loved man that he gives an account many times unto us. He gave an account here. He told us why they see it as foolishness. neither can he know them because they are not spiritually discerned. He told us why. They can't receive it, and it's foolishness to them. He's the great God. He's Almighty God. He's got all the power. There's no higher power. He don't have to tell us anything, but yet his love caused him to. And no matter what man does, he yet loves man, but he want man to get right with him. He want man to stop chasing after man and begin to chase after him. He's got great gifts for us, the gift of discernment, the gift of dreams and visions, the gift of giving, the gift of love. We just simply want the gift of money. We want the gift of stuff and things. We want the gift of looking like everybody else. But there should be something different about us. We should be different. We shouldn't be the same as the world. Our motives shouldn't be the same motives that the world has. Our intentions should be different. They told me this is the greatest time for the church. While the pandemic is here, while all the race stuff going on, while all the foolishness going on, all the politics, the right president, they hate him, the wrong president, they love him, all kind of nonsense. The world flipped upside down. They call him right, wrong, and wrong, right. This is the greatest time for the church to come out and prove there is a God. There is Jehovah. He has great love even for the world. For he so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, his offspring, that whoever will believe on his son won't perish but have everlasting life. 15 says, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Because many times we judge it and shut up. Because if we told you what the judgment was that we found, you wouldn't believe it because you cannot receive of the Spirit of God. It's foolishness to you. You can't know it. You can't understand it. You can't receive it because you're not spiritually discerned. You don't know how. You must have the Spirit of God. I stopped watching that regular TV stuff. I'm sitting there looking at TV discerning. And it made no sense because I can't say nothing. The TV won't hear it. The TV won't talk back. The actors in the movie won't say nothing. The actors in the sitcom, they can't say nothing back. They can't hear it. But I judged. Oh, yeah. So we, the believers, we don't want to be seeing God's word as foolishness. We want to pray and ask him for discernment. We want to pray and ask him to help us live one way, which is unto him and unto him only. We want to know that our life is hid in him because we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Verse 16 says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct them? But we have the mind of Christ. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. It's the only way. Let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. Let me look at the four Gospels and see what he did so that I can do the same thing. I can think the same way. He just wanted to please the Father. He didn't want to just do any and every old thing. but he wanted to do the things that pleased God. He wanted to love the unlovable. He wanted to give to the poor. He wanted to heal the sick, heal the lame, raise the dead, turn the other cheek. He wanted to let the words of his mouth and the meditation of his heart be acceptable in God's sight, because God was yet his strength and his redeemer. Yeah, the Father was to him, because he made him flesh. And the flesh dwelt among men. Yeah, he was full of grace and truth. And God's grace yet abounds for us today. And he yet tells us the truth. But many don't like the truth, so we turn it off. We throw it away. We forget it because we don't want it. God is faithful to us as his people. He's faithful to us as his people. But when will we be faithful to him? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to touch and agree with me right quick in prayer for Sherry, because she's got extreme pain and spasms. So let's pray for her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what's best for each of us today. And Father, you know what's best for Sherry. Lord, there was a reason you allowed this. And we ask this morning that God, after everything has been done, they said they did a perfect work on her. And Lord, we believe this because we believe your hand led the surgeons. And Father, now she's in pain and having spasms. We ask that you would touch and heal, that you would stop the pain and that you would stop the spasms. And God, that you would go in and that you would fix it for her. And Lord, you would go back into the surgery and whatever's causing the pain and the spasms. Lord, we ask that you would fix it this morning for her in the name of Jesus. We know that you heal all manner of sickness. You even heal all manner of disease. Lord, you took a beating for the healing of the nation. There's yet healing in the hem of your garment. Father, if you speak to it, Sherry can be made whole this morning. We ask that you would even speak to the pain and the spasms to stop them, and that they do not return. And Lord, her getting up would be easy. And that, Lord, when she go to therapy, whenever they tell her that she's got to walk, that God, it would be done with ease in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We give you glory and honor for hearing and answering us. Lord, we put ourselves in her place. If it was us, what would we want? We would want the people of God praying for us. Help today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing for her right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We speak ease to the pain. We speak stop. We speak stop to the spasms. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today, oh God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank him this morning. Yeah. Because if it was us, how would we feel? We're hurting. This thing is even spasming. Yeah. We want the Lord to come in and stop it. He know just how. You know how to get to the root of it. Yeah, make it go all the way away and never return. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. So we thank God for his word this morning. And we want to leave remembering whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of a good report. This is what we want to focus on. Yeah, today, because this is what's happening. The world don't like the truth. Many family members, they don't like the truth. They'd rather have you throwed out than to receive the truth. Yeah. They'd rather have you crucified before they believe the truth. But it's the only way for us. It is the only way for us. Why is that, Barbara? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And without him, we can do nothing. We need him like never before. And so we thank him this morning that he's a different kind of God. He's not like other gods. Some gods allow anything. The small gods allow anything. He does not. And again, I often think about it. Heaven is a special place. Special people are there. Not just any and every old thing goes on in heaven. And we should be thankful for that. Because we're going to a place that's not like earth. We've seen all the things go on here. Looking back in Noah's day. Ooh. Looking at Sodom and Gomorrah. Ooh-wee. Looking at the golden calf and all of that they did. We want better. We want a holy place to go to. We want a place where things are right. And we never have to worry about it turning wrong. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah. And that only place is heaven, where there's an almighty God who have all power. Hallelujah. And his word is a good word. Yeah. It's nothing fake about it. It's nothing wrong about it. No evil will befall us there. And so we're grateful unto him. Hallelujah. I'm going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, the studio will be open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say today, please feel free and press that number one and come in. All right, Brother Lord, they won't give her muscle relaxers because her blood pressure is too low, is what he's saying. Yeah. We're asking the Lord to go in and take care of it, Brother Lord, because he knows just how. He knows the way to do it. Hallelujah. And so we thank him this morning that he know how to ease the pain, stop it. How to ease the spasms and stop it. Yeah, he know the way. Hallelujah. Let's go to this one this morning. And I'm going to dedicate this to all of us today. This is a dedication for every caller and every listener. Those coming through the archives, the podcast, those that are live right now. This is dedicated to you this morning. Hallelujah.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt
we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Barbara, I am well. I am so well. How are you?
Blessed. Can't complain today.
That's right. That's right. Yesterday, you know, I got into serious prayer, and my phone just wouldn't leave me alone. I'm like, oh, Lord. My girlfriend I hadn't heard from, she's calling crying. I've been in this walk for over 20 years, and God hasn't given me what I wanted, and blah, 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 blah. I sit there and I listen. I said, well, Sister Kay, have you thought about Moses? Jared, I'm telling you about me. I got a divorce in 20 years. I haven't got a mate. I haven't did this. Oh, my God. But you, I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. Every time you look around, you ask God for something and you get it. And it don't take long. I said, well, you get all your crying out, and then you're not going to pray, and we're going to talk for a minute. That's that counseling spirit God gives me. So I let her get her crying out. And you had your home in foreclosure. God paid it off. You got a divorce. And then your husband died. I mean, like, you act like these are good things. And you always get everything. Everything. You always get this. I'm like, oh, okay. I said, well, I let her go on for about 45 minutes, I mean, just boo-hoo crying about you get everything. You don't suffer. You don't blah, blah. You don't get nothing bad happens to you. And I said, I sit there and I said, Debbie, you're not going to use me now. You're not going to use me. So when she got through her 40 miles, she said, Jerry, are you there? Yeah, I'm listening, you know. I need you to get all your crying out. And you see how quiet I was when you were talking? Yes. Well, I want you to put your phone on mute. You'll hear me, but I won't hear you interrupting me. How about that? Okay. She put her phone on mute, I think. I don't know. I say, Sister K, first of all, let's take a look at me. Me. You grew up with a mother and a father. I grew up in foster care. That's me. You had a husband, but you decided to divorce him, not for adultery. I believe that's the only law Moses gave y'all the right to, but God didn't give you that right. But you divorced it, Mr. X. Now, let's talk about me. I lived with a man for over 43 years. I didn't walk out. After I got my divorce, I stopped fornicating and adulterating. After, not before, but after. I went to the Lord. God still kept me in that marriage for 12 years after I was divorced. But that's okay, because I learned some things there. Me, oh me, my house was in foreclosure. But I went to the Lord and said, Lord, if it be thy will, not my will, that we don't lose this house. I didn't say me. I went we, because Mr. Crowder and I purchased the home. But if it be your will, Lord, have your way in this home. Yes, a week later, we get the deeds to the house. I didn't say me. I said we. Keep in mind what I'm saying, Lori. Next, God has given you a brand new car with no job and no money, and you paid for it. No, I didn't do anything but went to the Father with sincereness, and he gave me what I asked for. He's that same God to me, and he's the same God to you, but you got to be sincere in your prayer. You can't give God a time limit. Okay, God, I've been praying now 20 years. I say, I have a girlfriend I told you about. I said she was 25 like me, had a baby. Man didn't marry her. She raised that baby, stayed single until she was 66 years of age. Then God sent her a husband, and he's a doctor. And the husband said, I'm glad you didn't ever marry, because I wouldn't have been able to marry you, because in my country we don't believe in divorce. In God's timing, it took her 66 years, but she has a doctor. She has everything that all of us got, houses and cars and things. She waited 66 years. I said, so she didn't put God on no time limit. Who am I or you to get jealous of her getting a husband when she had to work two jobs and raise her daughter? But she never gave up hope on God. Every night she said, God, I believe that you will send me the perfect mate. So why should I be jealous that she has the house on the hill and the cute little Pomeranian and the pool in the backyard and the pond and the beautiful landscape? And why should I be jealous when I was her age, I was doing everything I was big and bad enough to do, but she was on her knees praying to the Lord? Have you ever thought about why Moses took 40 years to go on a 9-year journey? Let's think about that. Don't give God no timing. All things work together for those that love the Lord. Not, it don't work together for what you want. Remember, if I'd have thought about it, I probably shouldn't have divorced Mr. Robert, because he was the husband that God sent to me. And when God joined together, no man's going to separate it. I don't care if you do get the divorce. So, yes, I got the divorce. But God still kept me right here because he's still working on me. And I accept that. If I never get another husband, if I never get anything else, I don't look at the material things on this side. I say, God, thank you for letting me look over here and see the sun rising. And, Father, thank you for letting me see the sun go down. Because in realization, God don't owe me anything. So I don't need to stand there and tell God what he hasn't done. I need to start thinking in what he's already done. He has given me life and more abundantly. He has given me strength. He's given me joy. In my time of sorrow, he's been there and said, I am your comforter. You have done some things, but I have forgiven you. God is not holding you against your will. He gives you free will. You can only see what God is doing for others and not doing anything for you. But let me take you a step back. When you was about to lose your home, you have a GED. God blessed you with a job for $47,000. Now you see fault with your boss because, look, he's not giving me all the benefits I need, but he gives you a $5,000 bonus every year for vacation. But he didn't give it to me this year. I said, remember, you wasn't supposed to interrupt me. No, he didn't give it to you this year. Did you ever, ever, ever thank God for the bonuses? Or you just assumed that you was entitled to them? You know, we as Americans, we have so many entitlement issues. We entitled to this. We entitled to that. But I need to know, will you stand up on the cross and beg your Father to forgive someone that's killing you? I don't think we do that. Not in our right mind. We ain't going to say, oh, Father, forgive them, but they know not what they're doing. But they are lynching you, pushing thongs on your head. And he's praying for your salvation. But now you've asked for a maid and you want a better house and you want more money and health benefits. Remember those $5,000 bonuses that your boss was giving you? Why didn't you get your own health insurance? It costs too much money. I started to say, you're making, well, that was 4 years ago, $47,000. She's probably making more than that. I said, do you realize that's good money you make? Those bills, your boss didn't make them for you. You made them yourself. God is allowing you to, he let strangers help you pay your house note. And you still in your house. Yes, yes, God gave me my house. But he didn't give it to me. He gave it to Robert and me. We got to be grateful for the little things. Stop looking at what God hasn't done. And let us please take note of what he is doing. Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Gary. I said, please do. I don't even pray anymore. I'm giving up on my faith walk. I said, listen at you. You're done now because God hasn't done enough for you. Will you die for me? Will you get up on a tree and die for me? I just want to know, will you do it? I'm going to be honest. No, I'm not going to do that for you. And I like you a lot, but no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to even go in the military and try and fight nobody about you. So we need to be thanking the military every day. Those people don't know me from Adam. But remember what God said to Adam. He even put his name in Adam's name. How do you figure that? What did Jesus say? I am the I am. How do you spell Adam? Let your name become a part of Jesus' name. Let your worship be sincere. Don't try to tell God what he want to hear because God already knows your thought and he knows your heart. Don't have a jealous heart. Don't look at what it looks like I'm having. I've been in a major accident. I have spinal stenosis. Every day I just ask God, please help me to learn to cook. because I have a ex-husband, the deceased husband, that cooked for me for over 40 years. I'm learning to cook. Oh, but I got it easy. I can't drive anymore, and I have two cars in the yard. Oh, but let me think. I got it easy. I have difficulty walking from my bed, getting out of my bed, going to the restroom, and walking to the mailbox. Oh, but I have it easy. Don't look at all the good. God said, let the glory in me look like you haven't been through what you've been through. Don't judge that it looked like I haven't gone through nothing. Every day of my life has been a struggle. You grew up with a mother and father. I didn't. You grew up with a husband, but for one reason or another, you got tired of him and then you got a divorce. Is that really on God? I did the same thing. I didn't get tired. I got a divorce. But then I listened to God when he said, you're going to stay right there. I said, okay, Lord, have your way, Holy Ghost, not my will. Stop taking on when you say you want God to do it, and then you step in. You can't have it both ways. Jerry, you can't eat the lemon cake and the fried chicken wings every day and say, Lord, I'm working on my blood pressure. No, you're not. Be sincere in your request to the Lord. Don't tell him what you think he want to hear so he can give you what you want. Maybe God feels like if he give you that mate and that husband or whatever, you're going to want something else, and if you don't do it, you're going to fall off the wagon again. Stay on the path of righteousness. Stop looking at, oh, well, your husband kept your yard together and you still keeping your yard together. Yes, I have to pay out of pocket. I used to have 3 checks coming in my house. I have 1 check now, 1. I used to make $79,000 a year. I get Social Security once a month. God is making my little bit of money stretch longer than my lot of money. Because that's the God of God I'm serving. Yes, my yard is maintained perfectly. Because I have people coming and saying, hey, Jerry, I see your yard is looking kind of crappy there. You mind if I cut it? I'll just charge you $25. I was like, this is a big yard. Oh, don't worry about it, Miss Jerry. Mr. Robert helped my mom when I was in the military. He kept her yard cut. See, I'm living on some prayers and blessings of other people that has been in my life. I'm not living on what I've been so good, because no, I've been so bad till I don't even know why God still loves me the way he does. People have stole from me, but I didn't go and curse God and say, God, you letting them steal from me and take from me. No, I told them that stole from me, you know what? I can't take this stuff with me anyway. And what you're taking from me, you're not really taking it from me. You're taking it from God. He's the one who gave it to me. You got to let go of this earthly thing and put your mind on the Lord. And I promise you, he'll turn things around. But you got to be sincere. You look at some of the things and it looks like, yeah, you paid your car but no job. And no money and divorce. Why are you thinking all that? Take your mind off of this material things on earth. Can nobody outgive God? Nobody. And that's why when I heard that song this morning, can nobody outgive God? Can nobody outbless you like God can? And take not the material things that God is blessing you with. Take the wisdom that God is giving you and be grateful. Be so grateful. Because these old things will pass away. But God can't give you nothing new because you're still holding on to what he hasn't done. Let go and let God do what he's going to do for you. Don't tell him how long it's been 40 years is like 1 hour to God. You counting, it's been 20 years now. I don't know. I don't count this. I just come up and get up in the morning and say, God, I give myself to you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. For I need your wisdom to walk upright. Am I in pain every day, Lord? Yeah, I'm in a little pain. But I turn it over to God. I didn't cook. I didn't clean. I didn't wash. I didn't do anything. I still don't do much now. Because if I decide I'm not cooking, I'm not cooking today. God blesses me enough that I'll call DoorDash to deliver. I am blessed beyond measurements. That's what you need to be saying. But I have heart problems. Have you heard that God is the doctor, the lawyer? Have you heard that God is the truth and the life? Have you heard that? You need to work on your faith a little bit more and start praising God. Maybe we should have, and I say we, not me, we should have worked on asking God to help us with our marriage rather than so quickly to give up on the marriage. Because God can change the unsaved man. But we got to believe that he can do it. Maybe you haven't got the new mate yet because you haven't totally committed to God. And if you can't commit to God, how are you going to commit to man? That might be where your problem lies. Well, sis, I'm going to go now. I know. You go on and I'm going to keep praying for you. But take the jealousy out your heart, because I wear a size 8 shoe, you wear a size 9. I don't think you can walk in my shoes without your feet hurting. You have a blessed night, Lori. Ben, my son, my middle son, called me. He was just a crying. My Lord, what is this tonight? I want to go to sleep. I got to get up in the morning. I said, what's the matter, baby? Mom, I miss you so much, and I want to come home. I said, well, come home. Who's stopping you? I work all these jobs. I said, well, go to the boss and say, I need to come home. And I promise you, he'll say yes. But what if he say no? I said, "That's there you go. Were you raised in a house of faith? Or were you just raised and maybe he'll say yes, maybe he'll say no? I was always raised, there's nothing too big God can't do for you. That's why I called you, Mom. I needed some of your faith. Yes, baby, but you need your own faith. By faith, be it done unto you. It is your faith. Jesus is the way. Understand that. But how you do it, I worry about you and Kevin there, and Kevin with problems, and you, and how are you cooking, how are y'all, don't worry about me, God is taking very good care of me. We eat good every day. Well, I'm doing great. I say the aide comes in and cleans the house. I do my own cooking if I want to, or I have DoorDash deliver me something. I say, you don't need to worry about me. You need to pray to God. Look how God blessed you with a brand new car. Yes. Look how God is blessing you to work 3 jobs. Yes. Look how God said that you wouldn't live to be a year old and you've not graduated college. What's wrong, baby? Are you so unhappy that you can't see what God is doing in your life? How do you stay so positive, Mom? Because this body doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the Lord. The earth and the fullness belongs to God. I'm just one of the vessels that he used. Try God, and I promise you, your life won't be the same. I know I'm trying him. I'm trying him every day. So now it's 12 o'clock, and I'm like, God, am I going to get up on time? I was so worried. I dropped out to sleep. My friend, she called me back at 5:20. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, hey, I got in the shower. And guess what now? I'm like, oh, my God. What? My pipes are bursting in the wall. All this calamity is coming on me now. I just don't know how much more I can take. I said, well, you know what I want you to do? What? Go outside, hang yourself on the tree, and put some nails in you. And then see if you're going to ask God to forgive the people that's doing this to you. Then after you do that, get down on your knees and start asking God, show me the way, for I have gotten lost. I used to worship and pray and have prayer meeting in my house for God. I'm angry. God understands. Talk to him like you're talking to me. I can't save you, but I can only believe. Like the girl of Cinderella, she clicked her heels, and she became the beauty queen of the ball and married the prince. Maybe God is getting ready to send you your prince, but you're ready to give up. Why don't you just wait on the Lord? I say wait. Mount up and wait on the Lord, for he is good. He won't put more on you than you can bear. Don't wait on the Lord and look at what it looked like I got going on over here, because I have some things going on. You got to remember, you're dealing with a person that don't even know how to use the dryer. I paid somebody to show me how to use my dryer. It's a smart dryer. It has sensors in it that told me when clothes was dry. I didn't know that the comfort in the sheet would get drier before the comfort would. So the dryer gonna look at like my load is dry, but it's not. So the dryer man showed me how to set it so everything would get dry. I have a washing machine. It says CL. I'm making all kind of noise. A smart washer. I didn't know what to do with it. I had to pay for some knowledge when all I had to do was go in the room where Robert kept all the books and read what the book was telling me about the washer dryer. I didn't wash clothes. I didn't dry clothes. I have a smart iron. You press a button and steam make the wrinkles come out the clothes that I use. Like in the old days, we had to press down and, oh, goodness, I turned the iron on the other day just to see what it does, and the steam just made the wrinkles just naturally come out the clothes. I went, oh, wow, this is good. I said, you're talking to someone that didn't even know how to turn the stove on. It has five burners on it. One says heat, one says reheat. I'm looking at the stove going, why can't you just turn on? Why am I pressing these buttons and it's so much? It tells me, the oven said, do you want to cook pizza? I'm like, I don't know. So I went and got some pizza out the refrigerator and put it in there, and I pressed pizza, and my goodness, the oven just started cooking it. It will cook a pot roast if you tell it pot roast. Now, I don't know if it's going to season it up right, that part. I got to get the instructions on that. But God took me and showed me, look how I blessed you. Sometimes we might be smart, and sometimes we're ignorant because we don't understand it is God's way, not ours.
Yeah.
So, Lord, I thank you for teaching me your way, not my way. Because my way is not the right way. You were down at the cross, Lord, not me. And you saved such a worm as I. And I thank you, Jesus. I pray that Miss Sherry enjoy the repairing that God is doing in her body right now. Yes, we go through pain, but God is going to make her walk better than she ever walked before. It's like having a baby. We have to endure some pain, but when we have that baby in our eyesight, it's the most beautiful creature in the world.
God is our Father. And he says, I create the law. I have to follow the law too. The law of the land, you have to follow it. Jerry, I gave Adam dominion over everything. But the earth is mine. So I have dominion over all the people. But I need their sincereness with me. Don't just say, I'm going to go to the Bible now. I'm reading the Bible. I'm on prayer line. I'm okay, God, I did that now for 8 months. Where is this? Where is that? No. If God don't do nothing else for me, he's done all he need to do for me. He let me see my only child grow up to be 40 years old. He let me see my two adopted children grow up to be grown men, one graduate college. He let me see my firstborn grandchild. And he has given me so much good life. I can't focus on the pain. All I can do is say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you didn't let me walk out of this house from being stubborn and probably would have had to sleep on the street. And then I probably would have said, look what God did to me. God didn't do that. I did it on my own. Thank you for keeping me where I need to be so I can receive all the blessings that you have stored up for me. Because he said, it looks like I'm blessing the wicked, but I'm storing it up for you. So don't look at that Sally and Jack and Jill have so much. Look at that everything that I've given to them, I'll do it for you because I'm that same God. Yesterday, tomorrow, and forevermore. All I got to do is remember the prayer that my mommy taught me. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. She didn't say she stretched it to her husband. For there's no other help I know. She didn't say she stretched it to those children. Lord, if thou withdraw thy hands from me, well, if will I go? So for every trial and tribulation I've gone through, it won't ever be as much as Jesus has gone through for me. He kept me out of jail when I should have been there. He kept me out of the grave when I was committing sin. And he saved, reached down and saved me. He kept me out of harm's way when I was only 4 years old. The gun jammed. It didn't kill me. It killed my mommy. Daddy had a knife. He cut all her teeth out. That same knife he could have killed me with, but he didn't. He dropped the knife and ran. So if we truly know who God is, we'll know each day we're breathing is because by his choice, by his will, is the reason we're living. Everything that's happening to us is because God will, not your will. He gives you free will. So today I want to say, God, give us sense and knowledge that it is you that loves us when we don't know how to love ourselves. It is you that direct our path when we fight against you and try to go the wrong way. Somehow or another, you tap us and send us the right way. And I wouldn't take nothing for the days that Jesus has saved me from my own self. I thank God for this morning program. I thank God for the love he has for all of us. So even though your life don't look like God is listening, he's always listening. And he's on time. As they used to say in this choir service on song, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he's on time. You may not do what you want him to do because, see, what you want him to do is kind of crazy. And who knows, you might have got that mate and for some reason you wouldn't have wanted that one either. You want God to give you a sound mind before he gives you anything so you can know how to treat what he gives you and recognize that it is him and not you. He said he was the I am. You said I, but you're not the I am. Jesus says, I am the I am. Tell him I am sent you. I am. He didn't say Jerry sent me. He said, I am. I am the one. So today and every day, Lord, I got to run back and tell you, thank you. Thank you that I heard about the people with leprosy. Thank you that I seen my child that with a brain fracture at three weeks old graduate college. Thank you that I have a special need autistic son that can speak two languages and as smart as he want to be. He chooses when he want to speak, and that's his right. So I thank you, Lord. I used to say, God, why did you give me two special needs children? Now I ask, God, forgive me. I shouldn't have asked why. I should have just said, thank you that you trusted me to raise two special need children. Thank you, God. Because not everybody can do special need children. They just can't do it. So I thank you. I thank you for this morning show. I thank you that Jesus comes first and last in my life. I don't know about no one else. I just say thank you, Jesus, for saving such a worm as I. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the knowledge you give me, and I know now to stop and be still and know that you are God. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. He's our God.
Yes, he is.
In spite of what we've gone through, yeah, because some of us have gone through some terrible things, yeah, terrible things, but God is faithful over and over and over again. Yeah. Okay, Brother Louis. he said they won't give, oh, I read that muscle relaxes because of her low blood pressure. And he said, wow. I hope this lady never outs me by name over the radio. Yeah, she used X and A and Z and that kind of thing. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, area code 352.
Hello?
They got quiet. Let me write this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God is faithful. God is faithful. And he's yet on our side. I'm coming back at you, area code 352-531. I'll come back at you. You may have dialed the wrong number, but I will be opening your mic back up to see if you have something you would like to say. Thank you for posting scripture, Brother Louis. God bless you. Okay, wait a minute. Did I miss something here? Oh, you put the whole thing. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building according to the grace of God, which is given unto you. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abides which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Ah, yeah. Oh, I heard him say something, Brother Louis. Okay, I'm coming back at you, area code 352-531. Good morning. God bless you. How are you? Can you hear me? Well, I heard some people talking, but I didn't hear hello. Brother Lewis said, I heard the caller say hello. I didn't hear that part, but I just heard some people talking. That's why I muted it, because sometimes people are having a conversation, and they touch that one by mistake. But we're moving right along this morning, and we thank God for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do for us. Great and mighty things. Hallelujah. He's Almighty God that have all the power. There's no higher power today. And listen, I'm going to one more song request, and when we come back, we will try area code 352, first three numbers 531 again. We'll try that again and see if they decide to come back and say something. All right, let's go to one today. Let me go to this one. Let me go to this one. Okay, this is it. All right. All right, going to...
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me. And I thought that it would, and I thought that it should. Cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good.
Get out.
give me a desire to forgive as you forgave, Lord. I want to forgive and forget it. Yeah. I want this mind to be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. Hey, Brother D in the house. Good morning, Brother D. God bless you this morning, son. God bless you. So good to see that 706 today. Good morning, Sister Ellis. God bless you this morning. God bless you. Yeah, Brother D, you know that do great things for me when I see that 706 over there. You know it. And I thank God that I can see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He left you among the living and not among the dead. And so I'm grateful unto Almighty God for it. I want to do a quick roll call this morning, and we're going to get out of here. Baby K wrote me and told me who number this was, and said she didn't mean to press that number one. So we're good. We're good. I'm not going to open back up your mic. Since Baby K said that to me. And a happy birthday, Miss Baby K. God bless you this morning. Yeah. Hope you had a wonderful day and you got what you thought you wouldn't get, and I hope you ate some of that birthday cake for me. Yeah. I want a piece of it, can't have it, but shouldn't eat it. I can have it. I shouldn't eat it. But I sure would like a slice of birthday cake. And it's all right. Jerry, I know that's up your alley, right? That cake, I know it is. But we gonna do what we got to do. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. God bless you this morning. I know you out having a good time and everything. And wish I could run with you, Sister. But it's all right. It's all right. Enjoy yourself, Sister Dot. Have you a good time. Yeah. And it's all right. Good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, Sister Melody Rose. Good morning. God bless you, ladies. Good morning, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Bernella, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Lachelle. Sister Spinner, I told them about that, forgiving yourself this morning. And again, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion. Good morning. God bless you, ladies. Good morning, Sister Diane, Congresswoman Cori Bush. Good morning to you, Sugarfoot. And good morning to you, Sister Jerry. Good morning to you, Brother Lloyd, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D again, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps. Yes, sir, Brother Mike, we understand. We understand, but we just keep on in the prayer closet until God do it for us. And I believe he's willing, and we know he's able. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Brother Mike in Orlando, Pastor Herring, Brother George West Perry. Good morning, sir. God bless you today over there. Brother Lee Hamilton, Sister Kim Hopps. Brother Coleman, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and Apostle Boatwright. Hallelujah. She was in the house earlier. I saw her. Where did Boatwright go? Yeah, she must have had to run out for something. But she was here earlier. And so we thank God this morning for each and every caller. Thank God for those that come through the podcast and the archives. Thank God for those that text me stuff. And Sister Linda in California, because we got a Sister Linda in New York, too. Sister Linda in California, she always send me a little thing every morning, good morning. You know, it's like one of those GIFs every morning. And I, you know, text her back, good morning, Sister Linda, you know. And sometimes I send her a little GIF back or whatever. But it's a wonderful thing that we're in touch with one another and we're praying for one another. And we love one another. Yeah, that's God. And that's what he told us to do, to love one another. Yeah. I know teeth and tongue fall out sometimes. And sometimes we may have to separate. But we got to remember many members but one body. We got to come back and connect. Yeah, because we're making up this one body. Hallelujah, the body of Christ. Look at Brother Lewis. Y'all know you can't talk about food, especially cake or dessert. Look at it. He ready to eat a slice of cake. Yes, goodness. Me too, though, today, Brother Lewis. Hallelujah. And we thank God. We thank God again this morning. If there anyone else have something they would like to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in. We have plenty of time this morning. Plenty of time for you to say, hey, God bless you. He woke me up this morning. Thank God for life. Whatever you want to say. We have plenty of time today. Feel free. Hallelujah. All right. If no one else have anything they would like to say, I will pray us out this morning. And we pray the Lord will bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all pray with me today. And for me, I got to run to Jacksonville. So I'm going to run over there and do what I got to do and get on back inside. Yeah, I'm inside these days and loving every minute of it. I was talking to my friend yesterday in Washington State, and I said, you know, it's just too much on the TV. You know, you got Hulu, Vudu, Netflix, Prime, On Demand, Xfinity, Omni, Crackle. The list is just endless. And I get the Pure Flicks. Anybody ever looked at Pure Flicks? I think that's where War Room is at. But I look over there at different faith shows and different movies, you know, that line up with what I believe. Yeah, I like that kind of carrying on. Then some days I go over and I may watch something else somebody recommend to me on Prime or somewhere else, Netflix, you know, to check it out. And I like true stuff. I like stuff like Patsy Cline's stories, Loretta Lynn's stories, stuff like that. Some folk, you know, I tried to watch their stories, but I just wasn't able to get down like that. So I had to leave that and go on to the next. Yeah, because certain things I just don't like. It grieves my spirit. Ooh, and I'm not able to do it. Hallelujah. So I move right along. All right, this morning, Ms. Sion, we're going to close out in prayer. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to this one for you first. I'm going to dedicate this one to you, Sister Sion. And when we come back, we'll pray out. If no one have anything they would like to say. I enjoyed that movie, too, The War Room. I really did. All right, Sister Sion, this one is coming at you.
Oh, yeah. Bless him. Bless him. I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin? We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love.
It's the sweetest name,
yeah.
That's right.
That's
right. Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that appeals
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That is just like fire.
Where's it at? Shut up and move. Oh, what is that? When the Holy Ghost gets
the
movement, said he won't leave me alone.
Pick up what it's on. Everybody.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name
I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the
sweetest. How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone. Oh, no.
And I tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry and me have got to bow.
So tell him don't wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Right now. Oh, yeah.
Come on, let me hear you.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
More than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning to you, area code 954, first three numbers, 740. Oh, God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I am blessed, Sister Dot. I can't complain.
Do you know I did not hit the number one button?
What is going on today?
I don't know, but I didn't. I didn't hit it. But
okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you. Yeah, you're the second person. You're the second person. And sometimes I think what Sister Samoa said that she hadn't touched it either one day. And I was like, well, what is going on? Yeah, what is going on? But anyway, we know God is faithful. And he's got a purpose and he's got a plan for everything. And we just thank him that he's able. He's able today. And I trust him. And I'm grateful unto him. Yeah, that he's able to do.
I'm grateful, too, because there's a lot of things that I can thank God for, and I'm alive, and like Jerry said, I might have a little ache and pain, but I can endure it that and keep it moving.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Me too, Sister Dottie. I may feel a few aches and pains, but I can yet tell him thank you. Yet good to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none. Yeah, we can search all over. We won't find nobody like all. Oh, we are so grateful. I found him for myself. I am so grateful because, you know, it could be I didn't know him, Sister Dodd. It could be that I would have to depend on somebody else to pray for me or to encourage me and that kind of thing. But I thank God that I found him for myself and I know him for myself. Yeah. The songwriter said this, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. Hallelujah. He has brought me from too far. I can't turn around now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're grateful unto you. Yeah, Lord. Yeah. Look at Louis Timber because he was embarrassed. Okay, Louis. Hallelujah. All right. Is there anyone else have something they would like to say this morning? Sister Dot, were you done? Were you done?
Yes, I'm done. I'm getting ready to go out.
Oh, go on, girl. Go on. I am not mad at you. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself, Sister Dot. Have a good time. Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, she's at home
I won't leave until Saturday.
Okay. Right.
But I got to go get the hair done.
Oh, okay. I thought you was already out in them streets running them.
No. Not yet.
All right. Okay. Well, it's okay with you.
But thank you anyway.
Yes. God bless you. And enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Yes, Lord.
And God bless you as well. And I'll be keeping in touch.
All right. Have a blessed day, Sister Dot.
And you too. Right. Everybody have a blessed day. And God bless everybody.
And we're thankful unto him this morning that he's able, hallelujah, to see us through. There's none like him. I just love it. So, all right, is there anyone else? We still have a little time if there's someone else have something they would like to say. All right, good morning, sugar. All right, so we'll pray out this morning, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you this day for all that has been said and done. Thank you for the report from Sherry, God. We thank you, God, for Brother D coming by today, seeing that 706. We thank you for Sister Dot, although she didn't push the number one. Lord, she yet come in and had something to say. Thank you for Jerry this morning, God, and God, you allowed to come and share testimonies, oh God, unto you. We thank you for every caller. We thank you for every listener. Father, those coming through the podcast and the archives, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. And Father, you know what's best for all of us today. We ask this morning, Father, that as we are leaving, that God, you would send your blessings our way, send your favor our way, send your miracles our way. And we bind up the hand of the enemy. We bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's coming our way. Anything that's not like Jesus today, we bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell, never to return in the name of Jesus. And Father, we stand on your word today. We stand on your promises in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And Father, as we depart, we ask today that you would bless our going out, bless our coming in, meet the need in our lives today, O God, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And we ask today that, Father, you would open up every financial door to your people here. Lord, move by your spirit for your people financially this day. Men are standing in need. And, Father, we know you're able. And, Lord, we believe your report today. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now. And we ask all of this again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Father, we thank you this morning. We can't say thank you enough. If each of us had 10,000 tongues, and Father, we begin to praise you with everyone, it just would not be enough. Hallelujah. Because you're more than deserving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to his majesty. Oh, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheer forgiver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God Jehovah upon you today. May the 5th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day.